to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
We're now in the second hour of this two-hour show, and I'm sitting in for John Stottmeyer. In case you don't know, this show is, we don't have a name for it yet, but it's me, James Lynn, and my compadre, Wes Vines. We're both attorneys, both do litigation work, both have feel very passionate about some issues, most of them which are very contemporaneous. They're very interesting topics and things that are going on right now, you know, in our lives that impact us. This actually is my first radio show, so you're going to find out I may be a little bit tongue-tied. Try to work with me a little bit on that. It is a little bit difficult sitting here talking and not knowing if I'm talking to one person or if I'm talking to 10,000 people. Anyway, I do have with me today Sam Condon and Greg Gulick, and they are from Compass Credit Services. And Compass Credit Services basically is offering a new type of debt restructuring. It is something that, to me, has popped up in the last two or three years on the radar screen. And I've been exploring it lately, trying to understand how it works, the relationship between the debtors, the creditors, and the debt restructuring companies. And before the hour ended, I was talking with Sam in regard to how, since they do not have in their industry something like an automatic stay that precludes the credit card company from continuing collection activities like the automatic stay is in the bankruptcy code, if they make this agreement with the credit card companies, are the credit card companies very good about keeping their agreement? And Sam, what's going on here, are they?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last half of that question? I just missed you, James, I'm sorry.
How good are these credit card companies about honoring their agreement not to harass and continue collection activities against their cardholders who are now debtors who you are trying to represent before them in restructuring this debt?
Right. Well, there are several things that we can do to help the client not feel like they are being harassed. And like I said, we have the client sign a limited power of attorney. We contact the creditor on their behalf, and then we direct the credit card company, as is outlined in the power of attorney, to contact Compass Credit Services as opposed to the end client concerning the debtor's position, credit card statements, et cetera, et cetera.
But are the credit card companies are they doing that, or are they continuing to harass the creditor?
To harass the debtor?
I'm sorry, to harass the debtor.
Well, it's different. I'm not sure that I can give you a one-size-fits-all answer for that. Different companies have different policies, but it is customary in the debt settlement industry that we are a part of for the credit card companies to settle debts that the client has incurred at a given percentage. Typically, the industry standard can be anywhere from 30 to 50 cents on the dollar. And so I think maybe a better question is not will the client, once they have enrolled in the program that Compass Credit Services offer, will the client never get a phone call again from a creditor, as will we be able to actually do what we have promised that we can do, which is get the client out of debt in 2 to 3 years? And the answer to that is yes.
All right. Well, I think we've just hit the 4:05 break. I think we've got 3 minutes. We got a 3-minute break coming up, and then we're gonna take a look at how this plan works and the mechanics behind it.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cardivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cardivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, this is James Lynn. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and I do want to apologize. This is my first time being a radio host. During the break, Sam Condon, who is sitting in here with us, was reminding me I'm using a lot of us and does, and he's a little bit surprised. I always generally have a good gift for gab, but this is something I have not done before. It's it does take some getting used to, and I do apologize. Anyway, we are sitting here with Sam Condon and Greg Gullick with they are with Compass Credit Services, and basically this is a new service that has come out in the last 2 or 3 years on unsecured debt restructuring, and I'd like to begin this segment with getting Greg involved. Greg, again, specifically, what do you do for Compass Credit?
Well, I work as a senior debt analyst or credit specialist for Compass Credit Services.
Yeah.
And basically, I deal with the day-to-day operations of dealing with the clients. So if a client has some questions or interest in finding out more information about the program, I'm their point man.
All right. Let's see if we can do it this way. I'm going to pretend that I'm the client coming in, and I have just gone and seen James Lynn, and I talked to him about perhaps running me through a Chapter 7 or a 13. I now approach you and come to your office, although I do understand you've got a website where these questions or this correspondence or communication can be done over your website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We can actually help the majority of people in the United States.
All right. Go ahead and take your free plug. What's the website's address?
Well, thank you very much. It's www.compasscreditservices.com. That's all one word. .com.
All right. Now, I'm not going to use your website because I'm going to sit in your office. We're both here in Dallas, and I walked in the door, and we're now sitting down. And let's play some role playing. Let's see where we're at.
Okay.
Greg, I've got some problems. My wife is out of control. God bless her soul. I love her to death, but you know, she gets a credit card, and she's just got to spend. Then it's driving me nuts. I owe $25,000. I've been to James Lynn, and he has offered me some choices I can do in bankruptcy. I really don't want to do bankruptcy. I don't want to be in this thing for 5 years, and I do have some other assets that are not that are not exempt, and what can you do for me, you know, with this $25,000 in debt that my wife ran up?
Okay, well, the first thing is I'm glad to hear you've actually looked around to see what your options are. Because, again, you know, there are different options available to people, and you'll figure out what works best for you.
Let me do one thing real quick before we get started. Margie is my wife. Margie, this is a joke. Don't take this out on me later. Why don't we change this to I just ran up $25,000 for fishing gear? That may work better, okay?
Okay, that'll work for me, James.
All right, it's $25,000 worth of my fishing gear. Let's go with that.
Okay, now, first off, you know, the first thing I like to do is just ask some information of the potential client to find out exactly where they're at and why they're there.
All right, let's ask those questions, and if I don't want to tell you the truth, I'll lie to you.
Okay, that's fine. Well, can you tell me, you know, exactly what's going on with you? I mean, has there been an illness or a loss of job, or, you know, what's happened to her?
No, I just like to go fishing. There's nothing better I like to do than go out there, you know, on Sunday, and I'd like to accumulate, you know, tackle. There's some great fishing trips. I've been to Alaska and Wyoming. I just have this addiction to fishing.
Okay. Well, then what we're going to do is we're going to discuss what options we can provide to you. And, you know, no pun intended, you are going to have to reel in your spending. I know that's horrible. But what you're going to be able to do, first off, how are you doing with your creditors? I mean, are you still current with your payments? Or are you getting a little behind? Where are you at with that?
Well, not really. I mean, I've got five cards, and I've maxed three of them out, and two of them I'm making the minimum payment.
Okay.
And I think altogether I owe about $25,000.
Okay. How much are you having to pay monthly on that debt right now?
The minimum payment's probably only about $400 a month because I'm not making payments on the three I maxed out on.
Okay, so see, right now you've already affected your credit pretty severely just by not being able to keep up with the payments that you had. Now, let's see what we can do to give you some answers.
I mean, does everybody know that? How quick is it before they turn that in?
Well, basically, what a credit card company can do is, let's say you are one day late on your payment. They have a few options available to them. First off, and you're probably more savvy at answering this than I would be, but basically they can jump your interest rates because you're late. They also have the option of doubling your minimum monthly payment. Of course, that's also actually in the guise to, quote-unquote, help the consumer so that your debt can be paid off sooner. But another thing about it is, the credit card companies also have a little-known codicil called universal default. If you're late on one card, other cards can actually do all those things that I just stipulated in the fact that, well, you've already been late with card ABC, so card XYZ can also charge you late fees and things of that sort.
Well, we need to get caught up. Well, tell me, I owe this $25,000. I mean, what can you do for me?
Okay.
Talk to me.
Well, what I'll do is we'll go over your options, like I said earlier. First off, what I always like to do is just really explain the difference between, say, another option that's available to you is consolidation and what we do. And what consolidation will do is it'll take all your debts.
Greg, let's do this because we're at about 20 minutes into the second half, and I think some of the mechanics on what y'all are doing is going to take a little bit of time. So let's try to stay with what you guys are doing.
Okay.
I mean, help me with negotiating these credit cards, these five credit cards.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take the $25,000 that you currently owe. Okay, we're going to get that reduced down to where you repay about 40 to 45 cents on every dollar. So that number would actually be about $11,000 is what you're going to repay your creditors. And just for the sake of, you know, speeding things up, I'm going to round things off.
Well, now, wait a minute. You came up with $11,000. How did you come up with that? Is that just something you just pulled out of the clear sky?
No, that's been it's pretty much the industry standard. For the last 12 months, that's been the average. It could actually be a little lower. But then, of course, the other side of that coin is it could be a little bit higher.
You're
as well.
Saying the industry average right now is 45% of your credit card debt?
That's generally the industry average, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll repay your creditors. What you're going to be able to do is also...
You want me to just... How do I get $11,000 to pay my creditor? I wouldn't be maxed out and just making payments on two cards if I had $11,000.
I understand. What you're going to do is you're basically going to put your money away into an account you control, like your existing checking or savings account. And in this case, you know, on a $25,000 debt, you're going to need to put away $350 a month. And if you take the numbers and extrapolate them out, $350 a month times 36 months will come to not only paying off your creditors, but we do charge a 15% fee for doing this, for getting your debt reduced.
You charge for this?
Yes, we do. We're not a nonprofit agency. We are a for-profit business.
So, but where do I put this money? Is this money I give y'all? Is this money I've just put in my checking account? Or do I open up another bank account? Do I have a savings account? Where do I put this $350?
Well, you'll put the $350, like I said, into an account that is already established. And again, a caveat to that is, let's say you have
already established. Can I open up a new account?
Oh, so you certainly could.
Just for this purpose?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. It's usually easier because you already have something established. But if you'd like to, you can. You're more than welcome to go open up a new one.
All right. So
you'll put your money away on a given date every single month.
I'm going to go. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go open up a new bank account because I don't want this money that I'm going to set aside commingled with my other money. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay, so I'm going to open it up now at the ABC Bank. Go ahead.
Okay. Now what you'll do is you're going to pick a date that works best for you and your budget. So let's say you want to start the program, for argument's sake, we'll just say today, the 18th. On the 18th of every month, you need to make sure and deposit $350 into your account. Now what we're going to do is we're going to contact all your creditors, and we're going to let them know that we're working out a settlement on your behalf. Now, we contact them every single month, as well as contacting you. And the main reason why we're giving you a call is we're going to make darn sure you're able to put your $350 away. Okay?
You're going to call my credit card company every month?
We're going to actually begin negotiations from day one. The thing about your debt is really no different than the millions of other people's debt that's out there. So what we're going to be doing is basically... We're not just going to be going to them and handling only James's account. Hundreds of accounts will actually be presented to, let's just say, XYZ credit card company at one time. So what you're going to be able to really do is you're going to be able to use our clout to have your debt reduced. And some of the advantages of that, first off, you're going to be able to afford what you need to do monthly now. Because, you know, from what you've told me earlier, it looks like you're at $750 a month that you couldn't pay.
All right,
debt responsibility will
be cut. Let's stay on this $350 a month. I open up this bank account. I put $350 a month in it. How long do I have to put it in? 2 months, 3 months, 4 months?
Well, the majority of our clients, pretty much a median time frame is they usually set themselves up on a 3-year plan. So you would be done paying your creditors and us within that 3 years. Now, again, there's no penalty or prepayment fees or anything like that. If you can get done sooner, do it. It only helps you be done with this faster. But it's basically going to be set up on a 3-year plan, and we require letters from each and every one of your creditors that, let's say you owed XYZ Bank $1,000. Dave?
All right. Here's what we'll do. We're on the 3-year plan. We've got a break coming up. We're going to continue right after the break. We've got this account set up, and we're going to start with how this 3-year plan works. Stay with me, Greg.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
James Lynn. I'm sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller, John Stattmiller. I'm a little bit new at this. In case some of you weren't here at the beginning, I am an attorney here in Dallas, CPA also. I practice tax law, business litigation, do some family law stuff, bankruptcy, offshore transactions, run into a lot of interesting stuff. My co-host, I wish he could say a word. He's not here. We both have day jobs. He is working and meeting with clients. So I'm solely at the helm of this ship today, and I hope I do at least a decent job. And today's show really is deals with restructuring unsecured debts, and it deals with a new service that, as I said, has popped up on the radar screen in the last two or three years, something that I've watched and been a little bit interested in. And we have some guests today, Sam Condon, who is president of Compass Credit Services, and Greg Gullick, who is in top management. And right now we're talking with Greg. Greg, are you there? Hello, Greg.
Yes, sir. Are you there?
I'm here. Okay. And you can get your plug on your website again. Then we're going to pick up on this 3-year plan. So, what's your website address again?
Okay, you can reach us to get more information at www.compasscreditservices.com.
Okay. Now, in fairness, there are other companies out there that are doing this too, are there not?
Yes, sir. There are quite a few.
Okay. All right. So, So you guys, you're not the only ones.
Right.
Okay, when we left before the break, you had just talked me into opening up a bank account, and I'm going to put $350 a month into that bank account.
That's correct.
All right. And at the end of, and you want me to make this deposit now for 36 months, right?
Yes, sir.
And after the end of 36 months, let me see, what am I, times 36. Let me multiply this out for a second. 350 times 36. I'm going to have $12,600 into this bank account, and I guess it could be drawing interest because I'm going to put it in a savings account. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, now, all right.
Do you want to break down the numbers and see where your $12,600 is going?
That's what we're going to do next, because if I understand correctly, the credit your fee is going to come out of this pot of the $3,500. There is not a fee in addition to the $350. It is just the $350 goes into a pot. You get your fee, and then the balance ends up being paid to the credit card company?
That is correct.
All right. Well, let's shoot straight with these folks, and let's find out what type of fee are you getting.
Okay, what we do is we charge 15% of the enrolled debt. So, like in this case, we're dealing with a $25,000 number. So it's 15% of that. And to touch on what you were talking about, our fee, the $350 that you're putting away every month, you're going to tell us on what day you'd like to start the program. What that means is it's really multifaceted. Number one, on that date is when, of course, you need to make sure you have your $350 in your bank. Number two, that's also when we're going to debit our fee out. And the debit structure...
Wait a minute. You're going to do what?
We're going to basically do an electronic transfer. And to go into detail about that, what you're going to do is your $350 is in your bank.
All right.
Say you want to start your program on the 18th.
All right.
For the first 3 months, we're going to take the $350 back out of your bank account to go towards our fee.
All right, let me write this down so that I can follow this. On month number one, I put $350 in, and I somehow have authorized you for an electronic transfer?
Yes, sir.
$350. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. What about month two?
Same thing. $350 again.
And I'm paying you another $350?
Yes, sir.
All right. Month three?
$350 yet again.
And?
And... then in the fourth month.
All right. Did you take my money again?
Yes, sir. Three consecutive months.
All right. Month number four.
Month number four, the fee will go down. You're still going to budget or put away $350.
All right.
We're actually going to take out about $174, so a little less than half.
$174, and the difference, what is that, about
$176.
$176 stays in my account.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if I understand this correctly, at the end of 4 months, I've got $176 in there, and I put four times $350 in there, right?
Exactly.
All right. Month number five.
Number five? Well, actually, to make it easier on you, months four through month 16,
yep,
that same process will repeat.
$350 in, you take $174, and then I'm accumulating $176. What happens month 17?
Month 17, we're done with our fees. We're not entitled to take any more out.
All right.
So the entire $350 you're putting away is staying there and growing.
So, okay, beginning month 17, you get zero, and there's $350 then that goes into this.
Right.
Into the account.
Yes, sir. And, again, that's like what I touched on earlier. If you can put more in, do it. Do what works for your budget.
Well, yeah, but what if I put $500 in? Are you going to take $500 the first month? Are you going to take $500 out the first month?
No, sir. We're not. Contractually, we could not. The most we could ever take would be the $350, and then, again, it would always go down. So if you have the ability to put $500 in, since we'll be calling you monthly as well,
all right,
you're going to be telling us, well, no, I don't have $350 in there. I put $500 in. It just lets us know that potentially we can settle more of your debts faster.
Well,
the whole... I lost you, James.
Tell you what, I hear the music, and you're telling me you can settle my debt faster if I pay in more money.
Yes, sir.
And let me make a note of that, and we'll pick that up right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Lynn. I am sitting in today for John Stattmiller. I'm coming to you out of Dallas, Texas. If you're just now joining the show, I am rather new to this. I am an attorney and CPA. I practice business litigation, tax law, bankruptcy, offshore transactions, run into a lot of interesting things. I've got some great topics that we've got coming up. Today we're talking about unsecured debt restructuring, and my guest today is Sam Condon. Sam, say hello.
Hello.
And Greg Gulick, and both of them are with Compass Credit Services. Now, Greg, I think I was talking with you, and as when we stopped for the break, I believe a question I threw at you was that you're telling me if I put more money into this bank account, we can settle quicker. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to ask you. I mean, I understand if the credit card company has some amount out there that they're looking for, and the quicker they get their amount, they may be happy. But I'm sitting here in the back of my mind thinking, gee, if I can come up with all that money that quick, won't the credit card company start thinking that I have the ability to pay them and perhaps they need to come after me?
Well, it's an interesting question. Really what happens is, basically we have a fiduciary responsibility to the client. So the credit card company is never actually going to know how much the client has. You, in this case, I'll just make it first person. They're never going to know how much you have in your checking or savings account. They're not entitled to that, not privy to that. What I mean by that is let's say someone has a windfall of, I don't know, like an income tax return. They get a tax check back, and what basically this plan will do is it's basically teaching financial responsibility to clients. It's letting them know that once they commit to doing this, that they're able to pay their bills off. And studies have shown if you do something more than 17 times, it becomes habit. So, again, if they're in this program for 2 years or longer, they're used to paying their bills. Realistically, if you're able to put more money towards your debt, it lets us know and our settlement team know that there's more money in there, and perhaps instead of just settling one debt, maybe we could actually settle two in a shorter time frame.
When you say settling one versus two, are you trying to negotiate one at a time, or is this some type of global settlement? Because don't forget, I've got five credit cards here. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to settle one at a time, or are you going to settle all five at one time?
Well, it depends on the amounts that are charged to each card. I mean, realistically, if you have one card at $10,000 and another card at $800, you know, realistically, you're going to be able to pay the $800 card off first, because if you had, let's say, $4,000 to pay on that $10,000 card that would get settled, you would have paid them already. You would have paid off your $800 card. So, like I said, what the plan does is it lets people know, worst-case scenario, $350 a month, and I'm done in 3 years.
Okay,
best-case scenario.
You say that, but I'm an attorney, and what I'm looking for, what I always preach to my clients, is if you have these agreements, let's get them in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a clear agreement. Let's get it in writing. I don't want to go through this oral stuff where it's he said, she said. That's what litigation is made of.
Right.
And one of my jobs is to try to prevent litigation. Now, I'm talking to you, and you're telling me that making these payments here, my debt to these credit card companies, we're going to extinguish them, for lack of a better word. Well, contractually, what have you got with the credit card companies to back it up if at the end of 3 years this money is there?
Okay, it's a good question. Realistically, I guess to kind of answer your question in parts, part A, first off, we do have a contractual agreement with each and every client that lists our service guarantee with them as well. And basically, you know, I know we don't have a lot of time, so to just cut through it, basically, if we have a debt that we can't settle, let's say it's, again, an XYZ bank, the client's money will actually be refunded on that particular debt.
All right, well, and I'll get into your personal guarantee in a second, but what I'm asking is that is not necessarily my relationship with you, of me being, I'm the client and you're providing me a service. I'm talking about how binding is any type of an agreement, even though you have my power of attorney, that you can make with these credit card companies so that at the end of 36 months I can have some glimmer of hope this credit card's going to be paid for or this debt's going to be paid for?
Well, James, I think this is Sam. If you don't mind me jumping into the conversation.
No, go right ahead.
I think I can answer that question for you. When the client has saved up, again, to piggyback off of Greg's example of a client with $10,000 in debt, and the client has now saved, let's say, $4,000 or $4,500 towards that debt, we will contact our settlement department will contact the creditor, the credit card company, and inform them that the client has now saved up some amount of $4,000, $4,500, somewhere in that range, and that if the credit card company, the creditor, will release the debt, that we will then transfer, we will have the client, the debtor, send the $4,000 or $4,500 into the credit card company the same day or the next day by a certified check or something of that nature, so that the credit card companies then get their payment. But in advance of that, we obtain a letter from the credit card companies stating that if they receive a certain amount of money, $4,000, $4,500, that they will then discharge the debt.
And when do you get that letter?
Once the client has saved the money to pay the debt, typically 40 to 45 cents on the dollar.
Okay, all right. So what you're saying is that I've signed up with Greg today.
Yep.
And within a reasonable period of time, you're going to contact the credit card company, and you're going to get the credit card company then to commit something in writing that when they get X number of dollars, this debt I owe is discharged.
That's correct.
Or paid off.
Right, that is exactly correct.
Well, I mean, what about this interest? I mean, I'm not going to pay them interest now for 3 years at 18%. That's a lot of interest. What happens to that interest?
Well, if you don't mind, this is Greg again. Basically, in that letter that Sam was referencing,
yes,
that's a lump sum payment. So if they agreed to settle for, let's say, $4,500,
yes,
that's everything, at all, everything. So once we receive that letter and forward that on to our client, and then our client mails them a check, they're done. And we make sure that the creditor, the bank, also notates if there is any adverse effect on their credit report, like, say, slow pay or charge off or anything like that. We require a letter on the bank's letterhead that says their credit report is now going to be changed to where it shows settled, paid as agreed, you know, a few other terms that could actually be on there.
All right, now, in fairness, you might be able to get that. You might be able to get where the debt has been paid off.
Right.
But you're not going to. You're not. And I want to be frank and honest with the listeners. You're not going to be able to get that removed from the credit card company that they were slow pay.
No. And I'm sorry if I alluded to that. No.
Okay.
What we're doing is basically it's going to just change its status.
That all right. No, so what you're doing is 30, okay. 60. It was slow pay. Now we have something where it's been paid off.
Right.
All right. And I guess that, okay. All right. Fair enough. I understand that. Okay. The letters then that you receive, you actually get a letter from each credit card company.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I got five credit card companies. You're going to get in some type of communication with these credit card companies, and you're going to get five letters back, one from each credit card company?
Yes, sir. When your ability to pay each and every creditor is there, we require the letter from them.
All right. What does that mean, when my ability to pay each and every creditor is there?
That goes back to your ability to put your $350 away.
All right.
On a monthly basis, so that you are accumulating the funds necessary to be able to pay your creditors.
Well, how long have I got to put that $350 in there before you ask? I'll spit it out here in a second. Before we reach an agreement on that with them.
Well, again, I know I sound like a record playing over and over. The ability to put your money away, like when I was saying earlier, if you could put more away, it just gives you that money quicker that's built up.
Are you telling me it depends? It depends somewhat on your client?
Very much so. This whole program, quite bluntly, is based on the client's ability to commit to putting this money away and not touching it.
Really? So really what you're saying to some degree is, okay, if I've got somebody here that is just habitual, year after year, keeps running up credit cards, they're constantly in debt, it's bankruptcy, 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 this may not be a good fit?
Exactly. Like, that's what I referenced earlier. This program won't fit 100% of America.
Okay.
It will fit a vast majority, but not everyone.
All right. If I'm just some young college co-ed who isn't very good with money, and I just let it get out of hand, and now I'm out of college and I'm working, is this something that would work?
Very much so.
Okay. Now, let's get into one or two legalese things. I don't know how much time we've got. We've got, it looks like, about 13 minutes, and we'll talk about this contract you've got. And folks, I've tried to stay out of the legalese part of it, but we are looking at some contracts, and I think some of this stuff needs to be explored. You've got a guarantee in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the guarantee says, if company is unable to settle an enrolled account, and I think the enrolled account is this unsecured credit card debt, company will refund the client an amount equal to 15% of that enrolled account balance at initial enrollment. Client must have sufficient funds to settle the particular enrolled account in order to be eligible for service guarantee. Did I read that correctly?
That is correct.
Is that your guarantee?
Yes, sir.
Tell me how this works.
Okay, to switch it from legalese to plain English, I'll let Sam answer that for you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. To answer your question, the intent of the guarantee is to promise the client that if we are not able to perform the essentially the duties that we have told them that we can do, that we will refund, you know, all of the money that we have charged them for a given card.
Now, Stan, let's take my thing, and I had five credit cards, and let's make this easy. They were 5,000 apiece. I've changed this a little bit, and
right.
You've been taking money out of my account now for some period of time. I've got the money that's in there, and I, you know, you've taken $2,000 out, let's say, and the credit card company says, nope, we want the whole thing, and I come back and say, now wait a minute, Stan, I put my whatever it is, you know, for 36 months. And they won't settle. Am I going to get my money back?
Yes, that is correct. That is not a scenario that is very likely to happen at all. But in that, if that were exactly how it were to play out, yes, you would be refunded all of the fees. That is correct.
Okay. Now let's. I've still got my five my five credit cards.
Right.
But I've got two of them then, and that's 5,000 apiece. I want to make this math easy. That will not settle.
Okay.
At the 45% level, three of them that will. That leaves $10,000 that did not settle.
Correct.
You gonna give me back my 15% of $10,000 or $1,500?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what else we have in here. Now. I notice in your agreement you have something that you've got a general obligation of the company. The company agrees it will, that's you, maintain the confidence and secrets of the clients, B, promptly and efficiently perform the duties described in the agreement, C, keep client reasonably informed of progress and respond promptly to inquiries and communications from clients. Let's talk about that for a second, because one of the biggest problems I always see in service industries, and unfortunately it happens that way sometimes in the legal profession, is a failure to communicate promptly to your clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What type of service are y'all offering? How are you doing it?
Well, we have a customer service department that, as well as a settlement department that handles calls from the clients, and then we are able to individually discuss their situation or situations and help them out accordingly without knowing an exact scenario.
How are you communicating with the clients?
Over the phone and through email. As well as through the mail.
All right. Now, you're supposed to maintain the confidence secrets of the client. Are they sending you records?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They typically send us copies of their credit card statements, so that we have a copy of those on file, or typically they're either a hard copy or a digital copy.
A digital copy. Does that mean, are they faxing this stuff to you, or are they scanning it and emailing it?
They could do either. They could do either. Whatever is most convenient for them is fine with us.
All right. And I just got through talking with Greg. He's handling my account, and obviously service is very important. If I would be actually going through this, I would be very, very concerned that I've got these credit cards. They're driving me nuts. I can't sleep at night. I need to talk to somebody. I need somebody to hold my hand.
Correct.
Is that going to be Greg? I mean, who does the hand-holding when somebody calls up?
Well, when a client initially calls the company and has questions, they would get Greg or someone in Greg's position that can steer them through the program and explain what we can do for them. Once they have become a client, then they would be directed to the customer service department, et cetera. So we have a customer service department that would handle their phone calls, emails, things of, you know, mails, mail out documents, et cetera, things of that nature.
Well, I mean, that's fine. You got a customer service department, but what if they have a problem they can't resolve? Or, I mean, are you willing to step in?
Can you give me an example of what you're referring to?
Yeah, I mean, Greg, I'm not happy with the way that Greg is treating me. I'm calling up. I keep asking him, you know, about the status on credit card A. He's kind of vague. It looks like on B and C we're okay. And I'm worried because from time to time I do get a notice from credit card A. and he's not responding to me. He's not being responsive.
I see. Well, in a case like that, we would actually, and just to clarify, Greg himself would not be necessarily fielding the calls from people once they actually became clients. That would be handled by the people who handle our service for existing clients. And I, as the owner, if a situation exists where a client is unaware of what is going on with an existing enrolled account or something of that nature, you know, I will personally direct that the service department contact them, explain whatever needs to be explained, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you say you're going to direct it. I mean, are you going to be so, if you're going to direct it and have personal involvement, will you sit here and tell these people then what your, if they have a problem, what your business number would be where they could contact you?
I'm losing you underneath the music. Can we,
Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. We'll be back in about, 3 minutes and then we'll try to conclude this program and I will end up asking Sam that question.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm not sure if we're back on yet. I guess we are, and this is James Lynn. I'm filling in today for John Stettmiller. And before we left, I was asking about, we're talking here with Sam Congdon and Greg Gullick, and I'm asking about personal service. Personal service is very, very, very important. And we don't have much time left. We're winding down. This is the last 3 or 4 minutes. So, Greg, I'm going to ask you this question, and I want to know what type of service y'all are going to do, what type of hand-holding y'all are doing when people get in this. Are you going to hand-hold these people?
If we need to, we will.
All right. Now, if you're going to, are you willing on the air to give them your personal telephone number that if there is a problem that, comes up with some type of service that Compass Credit Service is providing these people, where they can go to the top? Are you going to give them that number?
Definitely. And I'll say it slowly in case somebody needs to get a pen to write it down.
All right.
It's 800.
800. Now, is this your main line or is this your line?
This is my personal line into my office.
All right. What is it?
It's 800-428-1622.
1622. That's 1-800-428-1622.
Yes, sir. They will always talk to a human. They won't have prompts or have to leave messages. There will be a human that will talk to them.
All right. And if there's a problem, you're going to talk to these people and you're going to work this problem out for them. Is that what you're telling me?
Definitely. And if I don't know the answer, I will get the answer and give them that answer.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are just about out of time. I really would like to have gone into, they do have some provisions in here about a disclaimer and an acknowledgement. We can't cover everything in this two-hour segment, but I think what is important is this is a contemporary issue. It is a new vehicle out here in the credit industry, in the debt industry, that has been evolving over the last 2 or 3 years. Not many people are aware of this, and this industry is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I do from time to time notice that there are some commercials on some of the television shows, the cable shows, that advertise these credit services. And I think it's interesting. This may be a very hot topic coming up in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. Best I can tell right now, there is not a lot of regulation that is going on in this industry. Now, Sam, in the remaining few minutes that we have left, and I don't think we've got much, maybe, let me see here. If my watch is correct, we've got about 3.5 minutes or so. Can you think of anything that we've left out as to what I would do as an attorney in bankruptcy, as opposed to what you would do with this new phenomenon we have, this unsecured debt restructuring?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, and thank you. One of the advantages for people who do not have to go into bankruptcy, one of the advantages of settling their debt and using a company such as Compass Credit Services to do that for them is that the impact to their credit rating on their credit report will, in fact, be much less if they go through our program than if they go through
bankruptcy.
It's true.